Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, listen, let me tell you real quickly about my friends over at etaxbreaks.com. Coolest job in the world. All they do is they just find you money, and then they get the joy of being able to call and say, hey, we found you money. I mean, so listen, if you run your business, you know, usual common sense principles, things you think you have to do anyway, like, I don't know, keep your employees paid. Who did you hire? Maybe you hired a veteran or a felon, somebody to get a second chance in life. Maybe you put your business in a certain geographic location, not realizing that it qualified for tax credits. All these things and a whole bunch of other things that you may have done just as a matter of course, you may have no idea they qualify you for money. So you can literally go to etaxbreaks.com and they will tell you whether or not you qualify under over 3,000 programs around the nation to get tax credits, tax incentives, tax refunds, grants, all. And basically, they only get paid if they find you money. And I know these folks personally. I really do. I talked to them just the other day. They found over $7 million for their clients just in July alone of this year. So they only get paid if they find you money, and they find a lot of it. Check them out. They got a special landing page just for our listeners, etaxbreaks.com/rightside. That's etaxbreaks.com/rightside. Hey, listen, Copper, go ahead and get clip one ready. I think we're going to do that. So I'm going to close out this discussion right now on the Rittenhouse thing. Thank you, Copper. I'm going to close out this thing on the Rittenhouse thing by just saying, I mean, I got more material here that I could get into, and I may touch on a couple things later, but just know this. I really do believe, and then I was watching Tucker Carlson, and he said the same thing. The fact that this is happening, the fact that Kyle Rittenhouse is on trial, I will not excuse actions of an individual, no matter what, Kyle Rittenhouse or the rioters. But the reality is that the environment in which these events occurred, the events would not have taken place had leadership acted like leaders. Had they put down the riots when they had the chance. But instead, they sat back and watched Kenosha burn because they were scared to get involved in the narrative and look like they were, if we say something mean to Black Lives Matter, are we racist? Well, of course you're not, because again, you don't let others define who you are. You do what is necessary. You take care of your community. You follow your duty as an elected official, and they chose not to do so in so many ways in Kenosha. Tucker talked about that just last night. Copper, go ahead and play clip one.
That's just people destroying things they didn't build. That's people wrecking our civilization. In no normal country would that be allowed. It would be put down immediately with force. That's why we have police. You can't allow that, because if you do allow that, people get killed, as they did. But local police, you should know, did virtually nothing to stop any of the things you just saw. From the very top of the power structure of the state of Wisconsin, the word was, let it happen. The governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, in fact, turned down an offer from Washington to send federal officers in order to help get Kenosha under control, to save the city. That was a shockingly irresponsible decision. It was an immoral decision. But Tony Evers still defends it. I have no regrets, he says. Really? That's because he doesn't live in Kenosha. Downtown Kenosha burned. It will never be rebuilt. Talk about a city that doesn't deserve any of this. Kenosha is a town of just 100,000 people. Many of them, by the way, are Hispanic. That even matters, but it's true. They're not rich people who live there. Kenosha is far past its prime. It was part of the industrial base that built this country, that built the modern world. Now it's suffering even more than it was before the riots because a bunch of entitled anti-social lunatics broke things for no reason because our leaders allowed them. A city official estimates the damage from last summer's riots about $50 million. That's a lot in Kenosha. In fact, it's more than half the entire municipal budget for the city of Kenosha. So why did the people in charge allow Kenosha to be destroyed? This happened over days. They allowed this. Why? Well, for the same reason they indicted Kyle Rittenhouse, to send a very clear message to the rest of us watching on television. Don't resist. When the mob comes, you can't fight back. We're in charge. We'll do what we want. All summer, they sent that message to the rest of us. All summer, they made that very clear. Here's what happened to one man who foolishly tried to defend
his own business. You can stop there, Copper. Just go ahead and stop there. He's got it nailed. If leaders had done their job, the environment in which two people were killed and one other was shot would not have been there. Kyle Rittenhouse would not have felt the urgency in his own heart to go down there with an AR-15 at 17 years old. Businesses that were burned might still be thriving. And a community which was already suffering from industry moving away from it would not have gone through more suffering. If leadership had just done its job. How hard is that, people? You do not let the mob define who you are, and you certainly do not let the mob define the job that you are supposed to do on behalf of the people you were elected to defend. Do your job. That's why leaders have to lead. And that's why elections matter. Elections matter. People voted those people in. Keep that in mind. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Coming back in a minute with Copper's Corner. We'll be right back.